the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five. Let's go. Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay. Checking in at...
Number five.
All right, let's start locally here. Tony Preckwinkle has released a campaign ad that have a lot of people really, really, really fired up. You know, she's been dragged into the federal corruption scandal around Ed Burke.
Mm-hmm.
And so the conversation needs to change. So she's wrapping herself around the issue of the cover-up of the Laquan McDonald shooting.
16 shots, 9 in the back. Facts that the police and city officials tried to bury. Facts that Tony Preckwinkle brought to light. It was Tony who made sure Laquan McDonald's autopsy went public. Tony, who called for the dash cam footage to be released. Tony demanded the police chief be fired and helped oust the state's attorney for not doing her job. Tony Preckwinkle, a mayor who does what's right.
Really?
It's a $750,000 ad buy, so she's putting, you know, this is an important message for her. But it's been called out by a lot of people who say, well, look, it was the whistleblowers, it was the journalists, it was the people who FOIA'd this kind of thing and kept pushing the city to release that video that should really get the credit for all of this.
That's a lot of credit taking. That's a lot of victory lapping on something that we had not really identified her as the center of. And I mean, we, the people who covered that story since
pretty
it broke.
Intimately, right.
I was never thinking, well, you know, Tony Preckwinkle was behind this. I mean, she was behind Kim Fox running for state's attorney, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that's about where it ended. Right? I mean,
seems so. I mean, she did, apparently she tipped off the autopsy results, is what she's saying, to Jamie Calvin, one of the people who exposed this. But it's where it began and ended.
Here's Tony Preckwinkle telling me to go pound sand.
Gary McCarthy said that you are inflating your role in this whole thing. To change the subject from the Burke controversy and the fact that the $10,000 contribution that he muzzled for you.
I stand by the role that I played to bring the cover-up to light.
She's so warm, isn't she? It's sort of like, okay, stop yelling. All right, checking in at...
Number four.
While speaking with reporters outside the White House, the president denies reports and stories of him slamming a table during his meeting with the Democrats earlier this week. Chuck Schumer accused the president of having a temper tantrum.
Well, the news incorrectly reported because I said, well, if we go back and everything's peachy-dory and you say we'll talk over 30 days, at the end of 30 days, are you going to give us great border security, which includes a wall or a steel barrier? She said no. I didn't pound on tables. I didn't raise my voice. That was a lie. What you should do is give them Pinocchio.
Okay.
It's that Marine One interview he loves to get.
They actually now just have a staffer sit back there and make that noise with their mouth.
You can sort of hear, but you can't hear everything.
If you ask Mike Pence and you ask Kevin McCarthy, you ask anybody in the room, they will say, because I know if I do that, you're going to report it. But you guys report it anyway because you're fake news. But let me just tell you something. I very calmly said, if you're not going to give us strong borders, bye-bye. And I left.
Mm-hmm. Kevin McCarthy and Mike Pence, the bobbleheads that were standing next to him last week, or earlier this week. It's Thursday already. I mean, okay. No, ask them. Like, has Mike Pence said a word? Has he used an action verb in the last 2 years? No.
He was asked about that meeting, and of course he backed up the president's account.
Of course.
But did say that, look, we didn't get anywhere. As soon as the wall was mentioned and they said no, it was a meeting that we all considered to be over.
All right, kind of done with this. He's going to do the whole, this is how this is going to end. Before the end of this show, I think he's going to invoke the emergency.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to go immediately to the courts. It's going to take the courts weeks to figure this out. And somewhere right around the time that Michael Cohen is getting up on the stage over at the House of Representatives to give his testimony, it's going to come down about this.
Probably true, but you wonder how much Republican support he will lose if he does choose to go that route.
Well, he's already said that Mexico's paid for it. He already said Mexico's paid for it, and of course he didn't mean that Mexico's actually going to write a check for it. But, you know, they're paying for it with the Uzcamamacacaca.
The new NAFTA.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's what he said about that.
I know the fake news likes to say it. When, during the campaign, I would say Mexico's going to pay for it. Obviously, I never said this, and I never meant they're going to write out a check. I said they're going to pay for it. They are. They are paying for it with the incredible deal we made called the United States, Mexico, and Canada USMCA deal.
Mm-hmm. Which is not a deal that is done yet, and that's not how it works.
No, tariffs.
He also, now he's misrepresenting something there. I know he's calling us or those who are questioning him fake news, but there is an actual campaign one-sheeter that they had about the wall that Trump 2016 put out, saying that it could be a one-time $5 to $7 billion payment in exchange for our continued payments of $23 billion to them. So take it right off the top. So he did act. That was the first thing on that list that they could have done. Write a check to us.
Plus tariffs, don't they benefit individuals and companies, not the U.S. Treasury? When you have more favorable tariff situations, it's our U.S. companies that would benefit. So I guess you could
or
say that's
penalized.
Good for the economy, or be penalized.
Right.
Be good for the economy, but they don't then write a check to the Treasury to represent that amount.
Right, it's the U.S. taxpayer paying for that. And if he does this thing where he has the military, he's going to go to the military. He's going to actually strip money from the Defense Department and have the Army Corps of Engineers as part of this. Then this is an emergency plan to build a wall. And then you got people who go, well, you know, President Obama did this even, you know, when there was a flood when there was an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Well, yeah, because there was an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. And U.S. fisheries were dying off. And BP was losing trillions of dollars on it. Yes. That's why that actually was an emergency. This is like it's been forever. That's like looking at it at Lakeshore Drive. As Violetta's going to do here in just 1 second, and going, it's an emergency out there! Or it's 5 o'clock. It's one or the other. All right, Kim, what's coming up with the news at the bottom of the hour?
Governor Rauner handicapping Chicago's mayoral race.
Well, and since you mentioned it,
make Sundays your official night to tour the city, watch Chicago's best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events. See Chicago, 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
All right. Top 5 continues. We have worked our way all the way to
number 3.
Yeah, now that's Lady Gaga. And I don't know that that's exactly a feminist anthem right there, is it? Well, it turns out it was written and produced by R. Kelly.
Interesting.
And she released it, what was this, back in 2013. And now she is apologizing for working with R. Kelly.
At the time, everyone called her into question, how can you do so much work for domestic violence and domestic abuse when there's this cloud around him, and it seems like that wouldn't be a good collaboration, and she defended him.
Or a song called Do What You Want With My Body.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Along those lines with him.
That right. Doesn't that seem a little bit not about the sort of the core value that she was trying to espouse?
I think so.
Or do they not listen to the words like everybody else?
That's a bad look.
I think they're counting their money sometimes.
She said that she's sorry for both her poor judgment and when I was young. Because she was young, and for not speaking out sooner. I'm very sorry. And by the way, still consider me, for your consideration, my job as best actress in a film. Thank you to the Oscars.
Certainly don't snub me the way they did at the Golden Globes.
Right.
So this is all celebrities do now is apologize for past mistakes.
During award season. For your consideration. If you would kindly remember me when the ballots come out for the
women voting.
Yes, that might be helpful. Thank you. Or I do also need to sell tickets to my residency in Las Vegas. Thank you. Checking in at
number two.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. I moved these things around here. Jimmy Kimmel, last night, talking about he wants to build a wall just to keep everybody shut up.
So how does he get out of this without looking like he lost? And that's very simple. We pretend to build a wall. Hear me out. Trump doesn't care about the wall. Trump cares so little about this wall, he might as well start calling it Eric, okay? So let the president...
That's pretty good.
He's got a good point. Maybe give him some Legos.
Right. Show him films of the wall being built before.
Just tell him you built it.
He's already been saying they're building the wall already. He's been saying that. He says that at rallies and stuff. No, see, they're building the wall already.
Oh, this wall.
Which they weren't. Now they've had the fight, so it turns out that they weren't building the wall already. But okay. Oh, man. He's going to do this tonight. He's already there's a Wall Street Journal is now reporting that the
it'll be announced.
Army Corps of Engineers have been consulted on this, so that they would. So the military is going to have to build the wall. That's what we need. That's going to make the soldiers super happy when they're down there building a wall. All right, checking in at
number one.
It's first official day on the job. Denver Broncos head coach Vic Fangio, thanks Chicago.
I first want to thank the Chicago Bears, Virginia, and George McCaskey for running a honorable and first-class operation there. It was a great experience for me there, and I had nothing but good things and good feelings from leaving there. And you can thank George. I talked to George yesterday. And I said to him, George, can I do the press conference tomorrow in my gray sweats? He calls it my gray business suit. He said, no, you can't do that. So he gave me this tie to wear. So this tie is compliments of George McCaskey and the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Does he sound like he's got sort of regret right there a little bit? Like,
you lament his time here. I mean, wow.
They did that.
Did.
Now I'm here, and I'm dizzy when I get off the plane.
Why does it smell like weed?
We looked for a house, and it turned out it was just filled with grow lights. I don't know what to do anymore. And now I'm here, I'm a little confused. And I got to move here and everything. And I don't know anybody.
We're going to miss him.
We are.
John Elway's and all kinds of nice things at dinner. Now he won't return my phone calls.
Hope he had a good steak.
I mean, they can find it because everything's like grass fed. And when I mean grass fed, I mean it's like marijuana fed. It's like weird, man.
The top five at five.
Kim Gordon's news right now.